Yeah, like the dressage with Rutherglen, I was absolutely thrilled with that. Fantastic start, an entry. His medium trots felt great. I was really happy with the shoulder ins, the circles, the half passes. He was producing all that he could produce, and then to go into the extended trot, that was very even and very comfortable for him. Walk, I was happy with that. That was something that there can be at times not quite as steady as I would like it, but I'm very happy with today. In the canter work, I was happy, but I could just feel that he got a tiny little bit tight in some of the canter work, and so that's why I got a 37 and not a 33 or a 34 or a 32. But apart from that, very, very happy where he's come in relation to where he's been in the last few years is enormous.
He's both seemed very confident on the way in. Have preparations been good in the build-up to the event?
Yes, I rode him in France 2 weeks ago in Haras de Palme, which is where the World Equestrian Games were last year, and that was a CIC 3-star, and he ran very well there. I only added... I did a dressage score of 30.1 there, and added one time penalty for the show jumping to the score for the rest of the competition. So he was excellent the way that he ran, and the water complexes in Haras de Palme were really quite strong. I feel that they were 4-star questions, and so it was an excellent preparation. It was a 6-minute 34 cross country course, and so a good fitness run.
With that preparation going so well, then how do you feel ahead of Saturday's cross country?
Look, there's no doubt. I'm starting with a horse that is prepared. It's up to me to make sure I get him to the fences at the right rhythm, the right balance, and the right speed.
Any combinations in particular that you're maybe not worried about but going to look out for?
It starts at the first fence and finishes at the last.
Excellent. Just try and sum up for me in your own words as well. What does Burley mean to you? Why does everyone feel it's so special?
Pardon me. It's a venue where Liz Inman and her team do everything that they can for the riders, and that's what makes it so special. And it's about the looking after the riders and the horses, and they do a fabulous job. Burley is just the most beautiful estate, and it's lovely to be here. And It's the first major competition that I rode at in 1979 when I first came to the United Kingdom, and I won there. So a great start.